B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Okay, we'll start with this crazy story. Evidence shows Joseph McKinnon strangled Patricia Dent inside the home and was burying her in the backyard when he died of a heart attack.
Oh, wow.
Ha ha ha. They say they discovered Joseph McKinnon's body first before finding Dent's body in a backyard pit. Neighbors in Trenton, South Carolina are left with plenty of questions after deputies responded and discovered two bodies. Dawn Hawanitz, who lives just a block up from where the bodies were discovered, said that she and her family have only been living in the area for 2 years. She says that she was concerned and didn't know that there was a danger to neighbors after those bodies were discovered. On Saturday morning, deputies responded to a call of an unresponsive man lying in his yard. Mr. McKinnon had no signs of trauma and natural causes were suspected. While investigating the death and making notifications to the next of kin, a second body was located in a freshly dug pit. Patricia Ruth Dent, 65 years old, of the same address, appeared to have died by foul play.
So karma.
On Monday, autopsies were performed on both bodies, and the cause of the death for Mr. McKinnon was confirmed to be a cardiac event. Ms. Dent was also found to have died by strangulation. Evidence gathered at the scene led to the investigators that Mr. McKinnon attacked Ms. Dent while inside. Sounds like he might have been out of shape while he was trying to dig that hole.
If you are going to bury your victims, your family members in shallow graves, hire someone who's in shape.
Mr. McKinnon then bound her and wrapped her in trash bags before putting her in the previously dug pit. The pit was then partially filled in by Mr. McKinnon. While covering the pit, Mr. McKinnon had a cardiac event causing his death.
It's just wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of wild, a passenger with zero flying experience safely landed a private plane in Florida at an airport Tuesday afternoon when the pilot became incapacitated.
It's just amazing.
We'll play some audio in just a second here. As the situation unfolded, the passenger could be heard telling air traffic control that he doesn't know how to fly a plane.
I've got a serious situation here. My pilot has gone incoherent. I have no idea how to fly an airplane, but I'm in pain and down to 100.
He's going. 333 Lima Delta, Roger. What's your position?
I have no idea. I can see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
Yeah, he said you can just see the Florida coast.
Yeah.
He's remaining very calm,
yeah,
which is pretty wild.
What was the situation with the pilot?
He is incoherent. He is out.
Oh, 3 Lima Delta, Roger. Try to hold the wings level and see if you can start descending for me. Push forward on the controls and descend at a very slow rate.
This was later on because they first just tried to keep him. They couldn't find him first.
Right, to see where he was.
So they said, wow, just keep flying straight.
We're
going to try to locate you, and then we're going to get you where you need to be. But eventually they start talking him down.
You just witnessed a couple passengers land that plane. Man, they did a great job.
Did you say passengers landed the airplane?
That's correct.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, great job.
No flying experience. We got a controller that worked them down. That's a flight instructor.
Yep.
So, is that amazing?
So the air traffic controller was also a flight instructor and managed to talk him down to a landing.
He talked to a reporter afterwards, Preston.
I just, in instances like this, I think of myself and how they would have, like, there's no talking. I would have been like, this is it. I'm jumping. Like,
right.
Get me out.
There's one parachute. And I'm taking it.
I'm taking it.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I don't know how to use a parachute.
Seriously.
My wife's uncle has a Cessna, and we were in Sweden, and we went, took us up flying, and he let me pilot the aircraft for most of the flight and actually let me bring it in for the landing.
Wow.
And the only thing that I did not do was control the throttle.
Right.
I was using the pedals and the yoke to get it down. And it's pretty freaky.
No
but
way.
I think with somebody instructing you, things are it's not overly complicated. You've just got to do what they tell you.
Well, these passengers kept their cool the way they did.
Unbelievable.
I mean, based on the way I'm teaching my daughter how to drive, I could totally.
You can talk somebody down.
I could talk somebody easily.
So two people are aboard the single engine Cessna 208 when the pilot had a possible medical issue. The FAA said in a statement the condition of the pilot was not immediately known, but we're gonna have a follow up on that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's crazy. A suspect in an attempted burglary was killed in a Sunday night fire. Police were called. This is in Washington State. Police were called to a burglary in progress after a homeowner called 911 to report that a man tried to push his way into their house and then ran into the woods south of the home. Police arrived. They started searching the area for the man, who was reportedly in his underwear when he tried to burglarize the home. I don't know why he felt the need to do that.
Because it just feels freer.
But listen to this. A deputy then spotted the man breaking into a horse trailer. As they were waiting for backup to arrive, smoke was seen coming from inside the trailer. Deputies called for the man to come out, but he stayed inside. Firefighters arrived. They put out the fire. The man was dead inside the trailer. He started a fire in there, and it killed him.
So the murderer takes care of himself by having a heart attack, and this thief burns himself to death.
Yeah.
It's all taking care of itself.
Forensic investigators and the fire marshal were called to the scene to investigate the death. And we'll do one more story. Police have arrested a woman, they say, stripped and urinated on the floor of a Walmart after going on a profanity-laced tirade through the store and hitting an employee.
So, I thought that was an employee.
No. But, in other words, it was a standard night at a Florida.
In fact, it was a Georgia Walmart.
Yeah. So,
police... It was a slow night. Yeah, we had one piss situation.
Police say April Barrow was searching for prophylactics.
Of course, and sometimes you just have to take a piss.
At around 6:30 a.m. when she started cursing at employees and throwing things at them. Witnesses said she then punched an employee.
I got a man at home.
A witness and employee told police Barrow allegedly struck her multiple times in the arm with a closed fist. Witnesses reported to police that Barrow took her clothes off and then urinated on the floor.
Do you sell Daisy BB guns?
Employees escorted her from the building. Barrow was putting her clothes back on as police arrived.
Do you have live bait?
They were able to see what Barrow did inside the store when they reviewed surveillance video. She was charged with two counts of simple battery, public indecency, and a disorderly conduct.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Kentucky man is accused of shooting his mother after an argument over an Xbox controller that he gifted her on Mother's Day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Deputies received a report of a gunshot victim on their way to the hospital, and about the same time, another officer received a call that the perpetrator was at a neighbor's house and waiting for law enforcement.
I hit it because you didn't clean your room.
Deputy Jerry Meadows arrived at the scene to find Jacob Small, 22 years old, who explained that he and his mother, Amber Powell, got into an altercation over an Xbox controller that he gave her for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's beautiful. Just what I wanted.
As Powell and another female were leaving the home, Small allegedly fired a .22 caliber rifle into the vehicle.
This would not have happened with the creamsicle rose, Preston.
No, of course not. That brings nothing but love.
Yes.
Powell was struck by the gunfire and was treated at the hospital before she was transferred to another hospital for further treatment. Her condition is currently unknown. Small was charged with attempted murder, first-degree assault, and second-degree mischief after telling police he shot his mother.
Not for anything, but getting your mom an Xbox controller for Mother's Day?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's a gamer? I don't know.
Possibly.
Who knows? Two bartenders at a Phoenix restaurant, you hear about this every now and then, were rushed to the hospital on Sunday after the making of a flaming novelty drink went wrong. First responders rushed to Salt Tacos y Tequila after two female bartenders were seriously burned.
Jeez.
The 19-year-old and 25-year-old burn victim suffered first and second-degree burns to their upper bodies after firefighters say the two were making the drinks. Firefighters only said that they were taken to a local burn center, did not say their condition. It's unknown exactly how things went wrong.
Did they mention the exact drink or did they miss it?
No, they just said it was a flaming mo.
Yeah, those are good.
No, it's one of those novelty drinks that they light on fire. And sometimes people try it. Sometimes you can drink them and sometimes you cannot. It will set your body on fire if you're not careful. Let's see. Angered that a neighbor's chicken had been pooping on the back patio, a Florida woman allegedly retrieved a bucket of pee from her bathroom.
Oh my God.
And proceeded to douse the bird's owner with the foul liquid.
You just have a bucket of pee? Okay.
That's one of the questions.
I do.
So police busted Christine Terriman on a misdemeanor battery charge following a confrontation late Sunday evening with the Palm Haven Mobile at the Palm Haven Mobile Park in St. Petersburg. Cops say Terman was mad at victim Lawrence Stenzel due to his chicken pooping on the back patio. So Terman went inside, got a bucket of pee from her bathroom, walked out on the back patio, and threw the full bucket of pee at Stenzel. The bucket struck Stenzel in the face, causing him pain, according to a sheriff's deputy who added that, quote, the victim was wet when we arrived and smelled of urine.
I'll be representing the chicken in court.
The arrest report does
looks
not...
like the owner got pissed off.
Are you now what show? You're on CSI now?
I can't find my...
Gene Simmons CSI, where he actually takes his mask off. He takes his makeup
whole face
off.
Down to his skull.
So Terman reportedly admitted to her actions after being read her rights. Terman was booked into the county jail for the incident.
Look at this. She looks... We're looking at the photo... mugshot. Yeah, she looks like someone who would have a bucket of piss at the ready.
And but for the specific use of throwing
it. That's right, throwing bucket of piss.
Mm-hmm.
There's a drinking one over there.
All right, professional soccer player, Brazilian defender Marcelo was dropped from the Lion first team.
No!
Due to continuous farting and laughing in the dressing room, according to ESPN. It was reported in August. The 34-year-old was expelled from the senior squad... from their following their Lions 3-0 defeat, or 3-0 defeat, sorry, at the hands of Angers. Marcelo was caught laughing during Captain Leo Dubois' speech to rally the troops. Following the game, which didn't go down well with manager Pete Boza and sporting director Juninho. However...
That's good.
Dude just finds it funny.
He just finds it funny.
However, Marcelo was also disciplined by the club for repeatedly farting among his teammates in the dressing room and laughing in the presence.
Sorry. That's good.
I'm laughing too, man. So after farting in the dressing room and laughing in the in the presence of Juninho and Boz, Marcelo was considered one of the leaders of the team and had signed a new contract a few months before the start.
So he ruined it all
by farting and then laughing. The club described his actions after the Angers loss as inappropriate behavior. So they let him go over that.
Did you realize how much you have to be farting for a men's soccer team to get... It's like you said, getting thrown out of Guns N' Roses for abusing drugs.
Yeah, totally. Yep. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.